Welcome to the MFR Coaches Podcast, where we talk about how you can create a six-figure MFR practice. I'm your host, Heather Hommel. Not only have I been practicing MFR for 11 years, I'm also a life and business coach, especially for MFR therapists. My goal is for you to understand how to get fully booked, how to talk to your clients, and how to make sure they understand what's possible for them with MFR treatment. I'm here to help you stop under-earning, overworking, and burning out. I'll lend support so you can create the MFR practice you've always wanted. Learn how you can do it too, even if you live in a tiny town, and even if you're just starting out, and even if you've ran your practice for years. Let's go. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the MFR Coaches Podcast. I'm Heather, your host as usual, the MFR coach. I help you get fully booked in your MFR practice and then scale it beyond fully booked while still taking time off and feeling awesome inside your practice so that you have a life outside of work and you feel good all the time. Let's talk today about something that gets my goat. That's usually how these podcasts start, you guys. I have been thinking about this and trying to figure out a way to talk about this in a helpful way. But here it is. The idea of client loyalty and you protecting your quote unquote loyal clients or the clients that have been with you forever is going to create burnout and under-earning no matter what your argument is behind it. When you decide that you have to be careful around a certain group of clients and you have to make sure to please them or do the right things, you are going to slow down the growth of your business. You're going to slow down the amount of money that you can earn inside your practice, the amount of clients that you can help, the days that you can take off. Everything is going to slow down in your practice. So let's talk about why that is. One, when you make or don't make decisions because you don't want to piss someone off in your practice, you are people pleasing. People pleasing is a way to keep people, we think, thinking about us in a certain way, to keep people happy, to keep the peace, to make sure that no one's mad at us, only at what cost? There's either an emotional, a financial, or a physical cost that comes with people pleasing. So I want you to be really aware of this when you are thinking, I can't change from 90-minute sessions to an hour. I can't raise my rates. I can't stop working on Saturdays. I can't take time off. I can't be home with my kids at 3 p.m. because people work nights and I need to be there to accommodate them. When you are making choices to people please, it will keep you under earning and it will eventually burn you out. And not only that, but you're going to be so resentful and eventually it's going to just wear on every aspect of your life and your business. Might be fine for the first year. It might be fine for the second year, the third year, the fourth year, the fifth year of your business. But at some point, this is going to show up and become a massive problem. So I want to encourage you to look at your business and figure out where am I people pleasing my clients and where am I making decisions because I'm afraid for them to leave me? What does it mean if they leave you? You don't have control over whether or not your patients stay or go. It's not your rate that's keeping them there. Trust me. But this idea of client loyalty, it will keep you under earning and eventually burn you out. And it's a big, big, big waste of time. Do we appreciate clients that have been with us since the beginning, that put their trust in us when we didn't know what we were doing, that have been along for the entire ride? Yes. Do we love them the best? Sure. Yes. I mean, I love the people that have been coaching with me since the beginning, but at the same time, I can't depend on making decisions that are going to keep them happy for the longest time so that they never leave me, so that I never have to feel like a failure. I just have decided, same within my MFR practice, that if people leave, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's a decision that they're making. If they want to not pay my rates and if they want to not come during the hours that I work, then they're not my client anymore. And it doesn't have to mean that anything has gone wrong. It just means that the relationship in that format for that period of time has ended. It also doesn't mean that people won't come back eventually too. So really be thinking about, why are you making the decisions you're making in your practice, and how much are you slowing yourself down by creating long-time legacy rates for clients and long-time runways for them to change their rates when you need to do a rate increase or when you need to do a reset in the services that you provide or when you need to reset what your schedule is. The longer you take in making the decisions, the longer you delay yourself being happy in your practice, and the longer you stay miserable. So let's not be doing these things. Let's make decisions based on facts, data, and what you want and the outcome that you want and how you want to feel inside your practice. And don't let your thoughts about the thoughts your clients are going to have about you dictate whether or not you make big decisions and big changes in your practice. It's okay for you to change your mind. It's okay for you to change the days of the week that you work. It's okay to take time off. It's okay to charge an amount that pays your bills and that allows you to pay yourself a salary. We have to normalize these things for ourselves. And if you can't normalize it for yourself, then put yourself in a room with someone like me or some sort of coach that can help you normalize it. This isn't something that just comes along naturally, where we've been raised to people please, we've been raised to be responsible for other people's feelings, that we all just all of a sudden just one day stop doing those behaviors. You have to have awareness around it first, and you have to understand the consequences of people pleasing. The consequences on your health, your business, and I think the results that you provide for your clients. I know I would much rather go and see a therapist who is charging a rate that allows them to pay themselves so that they're not living dollar to dollar day to day. I'd rather go to a therapist that's taking a lunch break and nourishing their body and has energy to treat me. I'd rather go to a therapist that I know is not missing their child's band concert in order to give me a treatment. I'd rather go to a therapist that takes care of themselves. There's a way to do this, and there's a way for you to engage with clients and be fully booked in the hours that you want to be working without all of this drama and headache around keeping loyal clients happy. I like to say that no one client is going to ruin your business. And the same is true that no handful of clients is going to bring your business down or ruin your business if they leave. For every client or handful of clients that choose to leave because you've made a decision that's no longer in alignment with them, you're going to get 5, 10, 15, 20 new clients that don't need all of those extras, that don't need you to bend over backwards to see them, that don't need you to see them at the risk of your own health and happiness. So if you're listening to this and it's triggering and you're thinking, I could never do those things, I have to be very careful with these clients. They've been with me forever. I can't raise their rates. They can't afford this. That's just chatter in your brain. And it's not healthy. And it's not the way you do business. So make sure you have a business relationship with your clients inside your business, and you stop having this personal kind of muddied water relationship with your clients where you think that you can control what they think about you and whether or not they like you. They like you, they're coming to you. But if they only like you if you follow A, B, and C rules and you never raise your rate and you always work 12 hours a day, I mean, how much do they really like you? How much do you like yourself when you're doing that too? In order to make MFR mainstream, we need to start thinking about the way we show up in our businesses and the way we represent ourselves. And this really goes back to having firm boundaries, and boundaries not out of trauma responses. Boundaries that keep your day running smoothly and that ensure that you are going to make money and ensure that you're going to see the amount of clients that you want to see. understanding exactly what you want and what it takes to get there, and being super clear about what you are willing to do and not do is going to also be helpful. Put yourself in rooms where you can get help, where it's normal to be doing big things in your business and it's normal to be making these decisions. There's nowhere where you go that just teaches you how to do your business. Most of us are like looking over at our neighbor's work, and we're looking over here and we're asking people questions and we're trying to copy and paste and fit into boxes that we don't fit into. You guys are MFR therapists. You're not massage therapists. You're not physical therapists. You're not regular speech therapists. You're not regular OTs. You're not a regular nurse. You're not a regular doctor. If you are doing myofascial release, you are already doing something so different and so unique. Do not try to put yourself in another box. You're already outside of the box, and you need to make sure that you're doing your business in a way that sustains you being able to stay outside of that box. The more tired you get, the more out of shape you get, the less you're taking care of yourself, the more fragile and the more likely it is that you will stop doing what you're doing eventually and burn out. And if you're not running a sustainable business, you're probably not paying for MFR. And if you're not paying for MFR, how do you expect your clients to pay you for MFR? If you come to this thinking that you need a discount and that you need it for free, I think you're going to have a hard-pressed time selling MFR to your clients and wanting them to pay you a high rate. So what can you do? How can you get out of this if this is what you're doing? The good news is like no matter what decision you've made in your business, you can change your decision to a new decision. So if you are having a business that feels out of control, if you have so many options, nobody's opting in to work with you, that's one place to start. If you are afraid to make any changes in your business because you have a quote unquote loyal client base, there's help for that too. And you might think I'm absolutely crazy, and that's fine. I can tolerate it. I can stand it, and I will not stop talking in these ways until every MFR therapist is seeing 20 clients or less and is the go-to in their area and is not under-earning and is not burning out. It's that important to me. So it's okay for you to disagree with me. It's okay for you to not even like the words that I'm saying or not even like me as a person. That's okay. Like, I can tolerate it. What I can't tolerate is for our industry to have highly qualified therapists that invest so much money in their training and are just top-notch, top-level therapists that are not making any money because they're afraid they're going to piss their client base off. That is not a thing. We are going to opt out of that. It's really important to me that you learn the basics, that you learn how to set your schedule, you learn how to set your rate, you learn how to sell and talk about MFR, and you learn how to get fully booked. And that you understand every level of what you want along the way. All right, this has been Heather on her soapbox. I'll see you on another episode of the MFR Coaches Podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and rate and review the podcast. I appreciate it. For more information, please follow me on Facebook and Instagram at The MFR Coach. And check out my website, www.themfrcoach.com, for more information. If you are currently not working 20 hours or less and making six figures in your MFR business, I want to help you change that. Make sure you tune into the show and get on my email list so you never miss out on important trainings and information. To be the first to find out when we are enrolling next for my 12-month Business Foundations coaching program, get on that email list at www.themfrcoach.com/join. Inside this program, you'll learn how to raise your rate, overcome objections, and sell MFR. You'll become the MFR therapist that never under-earns and never burns out. It's up to us to make MFR mainstream, and it starts with you and your successful MFR practice. See you next week.